It's big announcement time.
Drum roll, please.
We are going on tour.
Just, yay!
Northern News, live around the North.
Of course it's around the North.
We're not doing any Southern dates on this tour.
No way. We are going to the big ones, our big ones in the North. We're going Sheffield.
23rd of June.
We're going Hull.
26th of June.
We're going Leeds.
27th of June.
And we're rounding it off in Manchester.
On the 28th of June.
What a week.
Oh my God. We've done some live shows in Edinburgh and London. And we love them so much.
They're so much fun.
We do little fun headlines. There's slides. There's visuals.
Oh, it's brilliant. We can't wait to do it. And we can't wait to see you there. We'll see you in person. You'll see us in person.
You'll see our faces. You'll see whatever attempt at merch I've cobbled together in a shed.
So get your tickets now for the Northern News live tour at plosive.co.uk. That is plosive.co.uk.
We're going to get chunked out of our beans.
Let's do it.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hello, and welcome to Northern News, a podcast with me, Ian Smith.
Amy Gledhill. I'm from a lovely little place called Hull.
And I'm from the thinking man's Pontefract, Goole.
And we've been living in London, much to our family's shame, for too long.
So, we're going to be trawling the newspapers to find out all the stories we've missed from the North.
This is Northern News. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hello and welcome. It's us. It's Northern News. It's Amy and Ian, your regular Northern Newsters.
We're back.
We're back. We've been back a week.
Yeah, we've been back. I'm just saying we're back again.
It's good to be back again.
It's a weekly pod. But hey, Amy, what have you been up to this week?
I had a week up north doing some gigs. And for one of the gigs, for most of them, I stayed at my parents' house. That's fine. Don't worry about that. But for one of the gigs, I splashed out and I got a hotel.
Ooh.
And you know what? It wasn't the cheapest one I could find.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone's doing all right.
It wasn't the most expensive, obviously, but I would say it was three from the bottom on booking.com. And I thought, here we go. I'm having it as a holiday, a one-night holiday.
Are we talking better than a Premier Inn?
Yes. Not loads and loads better, but yeah. Mm. A little bit, just that one bracket up.
Did it have a standalone bathtub?
Oh, Ian, let me tell you. I go to this hotel. It's after a gig, right? So I'm checking in at like 11.
Yes.
And I'm talking to the lady, lovely lady behind reception, and she's like being really weird. I just need to stress, this has never happened before in my whole entire life.
Yeah.
She's been really weird with me, and I was like, have I done something wrong? And then she went, can I just ask? And I was like, oh, right.
Here we go.
I nearly said, if there isn't enough money in my account, I can ring my dad and he can probably transfer some. And she said, have you been on Would I Lie to You? And I went, yes. This has never happened in my entire life ever. I never, ever, ever, ever get recognised for anything. And she went, oh, I thought so. And she said, I'm upgrading you to a suite.
Yes.
And what I should have done is gone very calm and been like, oh, thank you so much. Oh, great. But I like shrieked at the top of my voice. And I was like, I swear, I've never been in a suite. I've never even seen a suite. What? Does it have a living room? So, you know, it's really late and I was really tired and I had to leave quite early in the morning. But for a few hours, Ian, I was in a hotel room that had a living room.
It's mad. I can't even get my head around that.
Oh, God.
A room with a room?
It was a bedroom, sure. It's got your bathroom. Does it have a standalone bath? Yes, it does. Does it have a living room? Yeah. I mean, I didn't even sit down in the living room because what the hell is anyone using a living room for in a hotel room? It's pointless.
You've got to use it.
I just kept going in and turning the light on and being like, huh, look at that. There's a living room, two sofas, a little table and chairs. I'd spent an hour just walking around. I even filmed it, sent it to my parents. It's all fine. I was pretty cool about the whole thing. And then I thought, right, I've got this standalone bath. I'm going to have to get a bath.
Yeah.
But it's gone midnight at this point, right? Run this lovely bubble bath. And this is really embarrassing. Right. I might have been laughing to myself at how fun the situation was. And I was going,
to yourself in the bath.
To myself in the bath. Right. And then I was like, oh, I know what I'll do to make this even more luxurious. I'm going to put some jazz on. I've never listened to jazz in my life. Go on Spotify, just type in jazz.
Jazz.
There's a jazz playlist. I press play on it and I'm in the bath and I sort of chuck my phone down onto the bath mat, but it's out of my reach now.
Oh, no.
Anyway, this jazz song, I would say the first minute and a half of it is very quiet, very subdued. And then a fucking horn comes in like a motherfucker. It's the loudest noise I've ever heard, right? It goes, and it's so loud and it's so late. And I'm sort of splashing, trying to reach the phone in the bath to turn it off. And I can't fucking get it. And I have to get out the bath. While I'm getting out the bath, someone knocks on the door, clearly from the next room.
Oh, to complain.
To complain. There's a robe in the bathroom. I put that on. The robe is so tiny, it doesn't even go to like, it's like at my armpit either side. Like there's absolutely no way it's closing over my boobs and belly. It's so tiny. So I sort of crack open the door and they're like, we're trying to sleep. I said, I'm so sorry. I said, I'm so sorry. I didn't know the horn was coming in. and the guy was just like, I don't mean to ruin the night for both of you. And I was thinking, oh no, I've been laughing to myself. And he thinks I'm in here with somebody else. And I was just like, no worries.
Loud horn music, you're giggling.
I nearly said as well, oh, it's just me. But I managed to not, because I think I would have had to drown myself in the bath.
Yeah. Oh, it's just me laughing to the jazz. Laughing in the bath to my jazz. I put my jazz on.
Yeah, well, so, you know. Peaks and troughs.
Yeah.
Anyway, what have you been up to?
Well, listen, I must have done stuff.
Oh, no.
But you know what I mean? I've been on tour, but no, what I've written down to say is a couple of days ago, I put two headphones in the same compartment of a bag and they got really tangled up and it made me angry. You know, I've got iPhone headphones for my phone and my computer.
Yeah.
And I think it happens with any other any cable-based
Wait,
thing.
How are they? How have you got cable headphones? I'd love to have cable headphones.
Because I don't have your AirPods.
But is there a hole?
There's a hole in the side of my laptop, yeah. And there's a hole in the bottom of your phone.
There isn't in the bottom of my phone.
Well, unlucky. But yeah, if you put two things like a headphone cable in the same compartment of a bag for 5 minutes... As the bag's moving up and down, they just go, and you can't separate them. And I'd be like walking down the street and I'd try and take my headphones out. I pull out everything that's got a cable. There's like a charger for my phone, laptop charger, headphone.
Yeah.
I'm going, come on! Yeah, so I just thought to myself, I wonder if there's a way to stop that.
It would be good if they had like a little button or switch. You know, like when you vacuum in and then once you're finished, you press the pedal and the thing goes...
Yeah. And I fucking love that.
I don't know what noise to make for that. It's not.
I thought that was great. Oh, yeah, maybe not. Sounds like you've spilt your tea on the floor and you're lapping it up.
Yeah.
Sucking it through the carpet. Oh, yeah. Sometimes if I've got something that's got one of those, a button, and it brings a cable in, I do that with like a Hoover at home. When I know I've got to collect it in, I just put the cable all
right
the way out.
Oh, why not?
The way out so I can just have a go.
Oh, it's good, isn't it? And that was brilliant.
Oh,
the
you.
Ending was fantastic.
You've got to be careful with the end bit, though. Because that's coming at you like... Mom. And when that comes, it goes like... Boom, boom, the last bit, it goes...
Yeah. It's a
and
weapon.
It's whacking all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people have been injured and had to go to the hospital because of an aggressive plug coming at them of their own doing.
I've abandoned the idea of Googling that. How many people have been injured by an aggressive plug coming at them?
Brackets of their own doing.
Hey. Amy.
Yeah?
Do you want an aggressive plug?
Yeah.
By the way, everyone, you should join our Patreon!
Ayo!
Get over it! What's been going on up north?
Well, let me tell you, right, so, I actually saw...
Wow! It just made it sound like you were starting a rap. Well, let me tell you, right, so...
Well, let me tell you, right, so, I watched this on Look North at home when I was up there with my parents at home. No, that was terrible.
Good use of home. Yeah,
I was like, oh, home would rhyme with that. And then as I was saying, I was like, oh, yeah, it's because I said home. That's fine.
How easy would rap be, though?
Some rappers
do that.
I was living
at home with my parents at my home, watching Look North at home. Everybody lives at the home.
Everybody lives at the home. Brilliant. Brilliant, actually. So I saw this story on Look North.
Mm.
There's a new style nightclub opening.
New style?
It's a new style and it's opening in Sheffield.
What do you mean new style?
It's only open during the day.
Fucking hell, that is a different style to the old nightclub.
Yeah, it's a day club.
Day club.
Yeah, and I think it sounds brilliant. So it says, if you like a night out but are known to nod off at a bar when it gets late, the daytime nightclub may be for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I use behind it?
Yes.
Actress Vicky McClure.
Vicky McClure's put her weight behind the day club, has she?
Yeah, her and her husband have created it.
Really?
Yeah, I think it sounds brilliant. It's opening the day, shuts early so you can get a kebab, the last train and be home for Saturday night telly. And the idea
See what Vicky McClure's doing. She's like, everyone in a nightclub, they can't watch, no one's watching Trigger Point because they're all clubbing. Let's have a club that ends at 8:30.
Yeah.
Get them back for 9 o'clock, watch Trigger Point.
We'll put minibuses on to get everyone back home.
Big screens on in the town centre playing Trigger Point. I can see through Vicky McClure.
We let you go after you've watched Trigger Point. Why won't you watch Trigger Point? But I think it sounds great. So instead of dancing the night away, this is dancing the afternoon away. And then it says, joked Line of Duty star Vicky. That's a joke.
Oh, that was a joke.
That's a joke.
That sounded pretty damn serious to me. I'm worried that I'm coming across as like I'm really hate Vicky McClure.
Oh, no. We
got nothing against her.
We love Vicky McClure. Yeah. I think she's fantastic. Mm. I think she's wonderful. It says, as a nod to the Bee Gees party classic Night Fever, all the day discos are called
Day Fever.
Oh, he's got it. Bing, bang, boom, bong, boom. Ding, 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 rig-a-dig-a-ding. So many different bells going off there. Where it's more all day long than all
night
long. Yes. See what they've done?
This article is pissing me off. The amount of times I'm like, so just they've got something with night in it and gone, damn.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
So it's basically for people that want to get home early. It says the discos are targeted at people over 30, where doors open at 2, last entry is at 4, and the partygoers are asked to be polite and encouraged to dress smartly like they used to when on a night out clubbing. What?
In the good old days or something, like when clubbing in a suit.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it sounds really good because the idea now of a night out fills me with dread.
Well, when you'd go to nightclubs, remember turning up at like 11 and it'd be quiet? Like it wasn't until like midnight you just think, fucking 11.
I know. I used to go out at midnight. I can't even imagine that now.
Yeah, I was too fucking old. We're old out though.
Oh, isn't that terrible?
So old.
But I don't feel like I'm old until I think about things like that and then I feel ancient.
Yeah, what I don't like is when I'm doing like a gig with another comedian and you just think, oh, well, not them for a little bit. And they're a colleague. We're all doing comedy.
Yeah.
We're at the same gig.
Yeah.
So to an extent, we're at a similar level in our careers. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, I turned 25. I'm like, fuck you.
And when they're like, what are you doing after the gig? what do you mean, what am I doing after the gig? I'm going immediately home to bed. What the fuck do you think I'm doing?
We're off clubbing.
We're off to this bar and then we're going to that and then there's a house party. Get fucked!
Yeah.
Are you fucking mental?
I've already been to Vicky McClure's Day Fever. I've had my party. Had my party 2 till 5. I watch Trigger Point on iPlayer and I come to do my gig.
And then I'll be immediately home to bed.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it freaks me out. Mm. Freaks me out. So I think this day club's a really good idea.
It's porridge time, Papa Bear.
Well, Amy, I'd like to tell you about something that is not new. It's an institution of the North.
Okay.
But I would also say it sounds horrific.
Oh.
You might have seen signs for this. Have you been to Blackpool?
Of course.
Are you aware of the home of the £1 burger?
No, I'm not.
There's a stall in Blackpool. So the headline is, the secret behind how Blackpool's famous £1 burger stall manages to keep its prices so low.
Oh, no, so I don't want to know.
I watched a video recently of that YouTuber, I forget his name, who goes around takeaways trying this. But £1, burger and onions, hot dog, egg balm, spam balm.
Spam balm.
For a pound.
That is the most not. Imagine if you had a kid and you called it spam balm.
Spam balm.
Most not the name for a little kid. This is baby spam balm.
He's been doing this for, apparently it's like 15 years.
Yeah, but do you know what? If you bought burgers in a shop on an industrial scale, a huge quantity.
Yeah.
I guess you could. There'd still be a little markup, but it doesn't feel good.
How many does he have to shift?
Yeah.
Say a bag of horrible frozen burgers.
Yeah.
You could probably get them to be like 10p each.
Yeah.
I reckon. So you're making, but then you still got to get your bread roll.
Your bread, your onions.
Yeah. So let's say it's costing him 30p.
Yeah.
He's making 70p. He's got to sell 10 an hour.
Yeah.
To make £7, and I imagine there's like he has to rent the space that he's in.
Yeah.
I don't know how this guy's making money.
All I keep thinking is that, remember that £1 fish man?
Yeah, yeah.
£1 fish, £1 burger.
Yeah, maybe he has a song. I wonder if he's still singing that.
Well, because of inflation, it's probably gone up. It's from like £1.10 fish.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same ring to it, does
no,
it?
No, no.
The article starts in a very northern way. There aren't many places you can feed a family of four and leave with change from a fiver.
Gosh.
It's bleak. I think that's bleak.
There is a point, isn't there, where it's like selling your products cheap is like, come in and get these cheap bargain things. You're like, oh, that's good. But there is a point with food where if it dips too low, particularly meat,
yes,
you just feel queasy about the whole thing.
If it was, do you want this £1 carrot?
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, if anything, that's pretty pricey.
Yes.
But £1 burger.
Yeah.
I think if you're struggling.
Yeah.
But even then.
Yeah.
A £1 burger. I don't know if I'm emphasising how I feel about this enough. It's a pound for a burger.
Wait, how much is it?
£1.
For how many?
For one burger. It says, tucked away from the promenade on Dale Street is Higgett's Las Vegas Arcade, which promises customer a burger for £1. It's hard to miss with signs directing hungry tourists and locals away from the prom and to the arcade. So it tries to direct people away from the promenade by various little signs.
Yeah.
£1 burger. At first, you're curious.
Yeah.
You're just thinking, I'm going to have that.
Yeah.
And see what it does to my innards.
It's only a pound.
It's only a pound. What's the worst that can happen? Even on a miserable Wednesday in March, Chris Higgett, who owns Higgett's Las Vegas Arcade in Blackpool, he stood chatting to customers. Despite being one of the first Blackpool businesses to reopen as the resort season starts, he's already seen a fair few customers. Even that doesn't sound like a fair few. Is like he's opened his stall, he's sold 4 £1 burgers.
Yeah.
He's had to go up with his family and be like, well, I made £4 today.
Probably about £2.80.
Yeah. But
enough
luckily,
to pay tax.
That's enough to feed us this evening.
Yeah.
4 burgers again. Just put some money straight back into his own burgers.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I think it's brilliant that you can get food at that price when you're at a tourist spot because they're often very expensive. So it is good that it exists. But yeah, I wouldn't want to peep behind the curtain and find out where the burgers are coming from.
No, I wouldn't want any information.
No.
But that's what this article promises, the secret behind it.
The places that are selling burgers for £6.50, £8, they could be the same burgers and we'd just trust them more because they're more expensive.
They could be. I would say they won't be.
Okay, well, I'm just putting it out there.
How much is a McDonald's burger, actually?
Well, it depends if you get saver menu or normal.
I think are they a pound?
Yeah, but they're small, aren't they?
Yeah, well, let's have it.
But also, they're a huge, massive chain and I think very few people will go and buy one pound burger. You get your fries, you get your drinks.
Yeah, this guy's a solo operator. He hasn't franchised out
yet.
But he says he's got such a big presence on social media. People physically come to find me. He says it also helps that the rent here on Dale Street is 1/10 of what it is on the prom. And being two streets back doesn't matter because people come to me. The secret is I burn spices into the plate. The plate is black, and at the start of every shift, I grind spices onto the plate and burn them so it marinates and goes into the food. I take everything I've said about this burger up. This guy's a fucking genius. Before he cooks the burgers on the hot plate, he gets a load of spices and he just rubs them in and burns them.
You're not supposed to burn herbs. Maybe you can burn
this guy's
spices.
Past caring what he's supposed to do with food. You can't tell Chris Higgett what he's supposed to do with food.
I would never dream of telling Chris Higgett anything. The man knows his onions and his burgers and his bread rolls.
I'm trying to find the secret as to why his burgers only cost £1. It's about volume.
Okay.
Purely about volume. He's ordering like a million frozen burgers. The two biggest costs in this establishment are me, because of the cost of my labour, and the electricity. The electricity costs the same if the grills are on and I cook one burger or if I cook 500 burger. It's all about the number of burgers. It gets a discount from the warehouse, which sounds quite sad. Right. So where other places will be doing 4 or 5 burgers a day, I'll be doing 100.
Woof.
100 burgers.
But still, that's only 100 quid.
Ooh, you were quick with the maths then. I was trying to work out what's that going to be. But you're right, 100 quid.
Yeah. Or 70 quid profit.
Yeah.
Minus electricity and rent and his own labour.
Yes, of course.
I don't see how it's... If I was a dragon, I'd say I'm out.
Yeah.
But if I was hungry, I'd say I'm in.
Yeah. I want £100,000 for 100,000 burgers.
No, it's probably what... I would like an investment of £85 for 100,000 burgers.
For 90% of my burger business. I need this investment to take me to the next level. Which will be £2 burgers.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh, we've got a new bog roll factory.
Hey, we need you.
Our fingers are pointing at you.
Yes, you. You could be our local reporter.
If you join the new Patreon local reporter tier, You join the Northern News team.
I like to think of it as a crew.
It's a crew. We're all equal in the crew.
No, Amy's top.
Okay, Amy's top.
And then it'll be the local reporter.
Yeah.
And then if there's any room at all left.
Yes, well, I might get kicked off the pod for this, but that's the price I'm willing to pay.
We're looking for a replacement for Ian. He doesn't know this. No, what we're looking for is if you join the reporter tier on Patreon, you can find a story, not only send it in, but we'll have you on the pod reading the headline.
We'd love you to give us a voice note. Man stuck in elevator shaft in Grimsby.
Oh, dear.
That sort of thing. And we'll credit you. We will let you help build the episodes.
Oh, it'll be a beautiful thing. Mm. And like I say, it's sort of an audition to get Ian off the pod. It's not really
a
Ian.
A lot of the feedback has been to get me off the pod. And we're listening.
So join our reporter tier on Patreon and join the crew.
This hot pot's minging.
And now it's time for our special guest, Jessica Knappert, who comes from Bingley. And as you'll all know, since January 2015, Bingley is part of the Walkers Are Welcome Town Network, making Yorkshire the friendliest place for walkers. Jess, do you like walking?
Oh, what an introduction.
Thank you.
Yes, all right, isn't it? Walking, I suppose. It's better than running.
It is better than running.
I'll be honest, I prefer skipping.
Do you? What a great shout.
Really? But what do you reckon you'd skip to?
You try being in a bad mood after you've done a little skip.
Excellent.
Really? You can skip your way. You can skip your way out. I mean, how insufferable do I sound right now?
Are you skipping now? Are you on the go?
What you need is a good skip.
You do. Have a good... Everybody listening, stop what you're doing and just have a bloody good skip, will you?
Give it a go. Round.
Give it a go.
When was the last time you skipped? Just ask yourself that question.
It's been too long. For me, personally.
Yeah, I don't know if I've skipped in a long time. And you can see it on my face.
You can see it in my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what's Bingley like?
I'm cheating, really. Bingley is the town that everyone's heard of because of, well, maybe not anymore, but Bradford and Bingley Building Society. Mm. So that's why I always say I'm from Bingley, but I'm actually from a village within Bingley. Called Eldwick. And there weren't very many people living there, but Bingley was sort of, I mean, just quite a bit rough, but not like I wasn't really allowed to go out in Bingley.
Really?
Yeah. Although it wasn't, I don't think it was that bad, but I think my parents just didn't like me. But I lived in a village where, you know, you couldn't get anywhere without getting a lift from your parents.
Yeah.
It was one of those sorts of places. I don't know. I haven't really got much to say about Bingley other than I wanted to leave it.
Yes, well, that's fair enough.
But it's like, it's all right. It's been kind of mostly demolished.
Wow.
Really, there was just like...
God.
Just got rid of it.
So, they just sort of got rid of it. There was a shopping centre. There used to be a really nice curry house on top of Safeways.
Hang on.
And when that
on top of?
On the roof of Safeways.
This is
Can
mad.
You believe it? It was the best thing about Bingley, the Sharma. And they moved it into an old petrol station and it just hasn't been the same since.
What the fuck?
Right. Mad.
Both locations of this curry house have been mad. Well, they've kicked us off the roof of Safeway. We're going to have to go in an old petrol station now.
I know, and it just wasn't the same. But that used to be my main sort of reason for going into town, into Bingley, was to go to the Sharma. But where we used to go drinking and stuff when I was like an underage teenage drinker was in a town called Ilkley, which is where I have now moved to. So that it is really nice to be back where, you know, I used to get fingered, frankly. Sorry.
Well, you could do like celebrity tours.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
To fingering locations.
Yeah, right. it is lovely for that, actually. And I've brought my, can you imagine this? My American husband, we were happily living in LA, and I absolutely insisted that we would all have a happier life if we just moved to Ilkley.
Love this.
And I've got a lot of convincing to do, I'll be honest. First thing he did when things opened up, we were allowed to play outside.
Play outside, yeah. You're doing your skipping, yeah.
I went skipping and he went to play tennis. Didn't have any friends to play tennis with, so had to ask at the tennis club if they could find him a friend to play tennis with because he doesn't know anybody in the town.
Oh.
And they set him up with someone. He followed them on Twitter. He said, oh, you're following this person on Twitter. Who is it? And I was like, that's my ex-boyfriend from school that he's about to play tennis with.
Oh, God.
I mean, the town is just, it's full of ghosts.
Yes. But and it's, ghosts of fingerers past.
Yeah.
But I honestly love it. It's such a small town vibe, though. I mean, it is like there's only 8,000 people living here. The main story in our town at the moment is that obviously the second phase of the sewer has begun.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, nice.
Oh, thank, I've been waiting for this announcement.
A lot of sewers, you don't realise this, they get made in two phases.
Two phases.
Rather than just finishing a sewer.
Well, you don't realise. Well, actually, they have been pouring sewage into the river, which is a tourist hotspot in the summer. The people of Ilkley know that there's sewage in the river. The tourists who come in from out of town don't know.
Oh.
Well, there are signs up. There's not really much more that the Friends of the Riverside can do.
Okay. Okay. It's a serious issue. I get it.
Friends of the Riverside. The Riverside's got more friends than your husband.
And are they all your ex-boyfriends as well? The Friends
They're
of
all
the Riverside.
My
yeah.
That river's seen a lot of action as well. And then the other big news is that Fountain Gate. And I love how people add gate onto things to make it sound more important.
Yeah. Oh, please tell us about Fountain Gate.
The headline is, when I saw it, I was appalled.
Okay,
wow,
here we go.
A modern fountain splits Yorkshire town down middle. And then there's an artist's impression of the design for the new Ilkley Fountain, which is based on, and I don't know how to pronounce this, sphagnum moss.
Yeah, that is sphagnum. How you do it. Yeah,
sphagnum moss. Yeah, and so it's a sort of metal melded sphagnum moss. I think very beautiful, but it's a bit too modern.
And I love sphagnum moss.
Ian will not stop going on about sphagnum moss.
Well,
day
my hat
in, day
that
out.
I'm wearing now is very similar
sphagnum
to the sphagnum moss.
Yeah.
What do you love about sphagnum moss, Ian?
I love its angularness.
Go on.
I love it. I love how green it is.
Moss is great, actually. I love touching moss when I'm near it.
And that's the soundbite for the episode. That's perfect.
Would you be okay if we edit everything out other than that?
Just keep the skipping.
The skipping and the moss touching.
To keep the skipping, the fingering and the moss.
We'll edit in that we're asking you other questions. Like, yeah, but have you got nothing to plug at the minute? I love touching moss. Right. Yeah, you've said that.
This is actually, right, okay, I am going to sound even weirder, but when I was living in LA, I was really, really homesick.
Yeah.
And the truth is that I became obsessed with the idea of going for a walk in my wellies to a pub, having a pint and eating a packet of crisps, right? And that was something that I just couldn't do in LA, and I really, really wanted to do it. But on my walk that I used to go on in my head that I couldn't do, there was a crucial detail, which is that the walls were covered in moss.
Great. Do you know what? I really get that.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. If that option was taken away from me, I'd be heartbroken.
It wasn't going to be the story that I was actually going to tell you, by the way. The main story I came to tell you with. Do you want my main story?
The fountain wasn't the main story?
The fountain wasn't the main story. This is my favourite northern. It is actually from the other side of the Pennines.
That's fine. Let's have it.
But it's my favourite story, and I was reminded of it on one of my skips through the autumn leaves recently. And the headline is, man tries to have sex with pile of leaves in hotel car park.
Did you show that to your husband to get him across? But like, this is the sort of thing this that happens the sort of thing in England.
This is what we're up to.
Wow, a pile of leaves.
This could be leaves. You. They are beautiful though, aren't they?
Then the next year, leaves. Woman found finger in moss on country skip.
Oh, my favourite detail in this story is underneath the headline, there's a quote, and the quote just says, think about your life.
Oh, wow.
So think about.
It was in the car park of a Premier Inn, a court heard.
Oh, God.
He was seen thrusting with his trousers around his ankles in full view of families eating at a beef-eater pub.
Oh, not a beef-eater.
But the magistrate said, under the circumstances, which has been suggested, cannabis may have had something to do with it.
Oh my God.
And then it just says, think about your life. So it was the magistrate who said that, which I think is an incredible thing to say in a court of law.
Wow.
Just think about your life.
Think about your life. But also, cannabis. Does cannabis make you fuck leaves?
There's only one way to find out.
There's only one way to find out. We're going to do a live episode with Jess and some edibles and a pile of leaves on the stage, and we'll just see what happens.
When I was living in LA, they used to blow all the leaves. It was always really noisy with leaf blowers.
Yeah, they're not a fan of them.
Because they hate leaves. And you would just hear that. You'd be woken up by that every morning and look out the window and just be these two guys with massive leaf blowers just blowing the leaves away. I was like, why do you all hate leaves so much? I don't understand it.
Maybe they know
them.
If you leave a pile of them, someone's going to come along and fuck them.
Well, cannabis is legal in LA, isn't it?
Well,
so maybe they know the dangers.
Wow.
Well, there we go.
We've learned a lot.
On that note,
we have, haven't we?
We've learned more than any other guest, I think.
Yeah, we've learned so much.
So much was said with an underlying too much, I think, there.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for bringing that story as well. Wow.
Right, well, I'm off to skip to a fingering hotspot to touch the moss. I'll see you later.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Jessica. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
I'm piddling al fresco.
Ian Smith, please may I tell you what's been going on in Hull?
I'd love it.
This is from the Hull Daily Mail, but it's not necessarily happened in Hull, but it's in the Hull Daily Mail. The title of the article is Restaurant Slams Angry Influencer Who Says She Eats For Free in Furious Rant.
I already hate this person.
Yeah.
There's a couple of influencers I watch on Instagram, like food people.
Yeah.
If I run a restaurant and someone was like, I'm an influencer, I usually eat for free, I'd be like, oh, great. Big use of the word usually. You're fucking... Not here, you don't. You pay a pound like everybody else. You sound like you're having a bath again.
Oh, good stuff. Very good stuff. So it says, the influencer said, we don't expect much, just a free meal to compensate our time, labour, effort, and positive energy that we are supplying you.
Oh, man. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it?
Don't expect much. Just a free meal.
I mean...
What are you talking about?
Yeah. They've not been invited.
That's the only thing.
It would be so different if they've been invited.
Yeah, yeah.
And the business has gone, oh, we'd love you to, enhance our online presence or whatever. But she's turned up. The restaurant call her a blue tick superstar.
Oh.
I've got a blue tick. Should I be eating for free everywhere I go?
Yes.
Oh my God.
You should at least be demanding it.
Ripped off by Leon this morning. I should have said I usually eat for free.
The least. The least I expect is free food.
The very least I expect
for my
is
time
free food.
And labour.
The restaurant have screenshotted a direct message from the influencer who had requested a free brunch for her and her boyfriend in return for a post on her page. So it's
does
not
it
just
say
her.
How many followers she's got?
No, the restaurant have been very classy. They've screenshotted it and put it on their site, but they've cropped out her name.
That's a classy move.
It's a very classy
move. This is a classy
move.
Establishment.
And then the influencer responded saying, we go where we want, eat what we want, and lastly, it's all for free. Who's laughing now? Oh, this person's not very nice.
Yeah.
They're not very nice.
I know it's not nice to say this, but I'd love it if they were in an accident where they lost all their taste buds. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And they go, ooh, and that's it. Yeah.
It just wipes the taste buds off.
Yeah.
And she just can't enjoy food anymore.
Or maybe she gets some free ramen that she's got slight intolerance to, and upon sipping the ramen, the taste buds retract.
Yes.
Who's laughing now?
Yes.
Still no one, really. But shall I read you the restaurant's response to the who's laughing now?
Yeah.
So they screenshotted that, put that on their Instagram, and then underneath it says, okay, all right, you got us. I think this restaurant's great. We're truly sorry for attempting to uncover your behind-the-scene tactics yesterday and, you know, us trying to make a living and shit. But hold on, the new message we got deserves more than a standing ovation. This follow-up DM is a total game-changer. And guess what? We're now rolling out the red carpet for all the free meals you desire. And that's not all. Our chefs are ready to part ways with their Crocs and Birkenstocks, throwing them in as extra bonus for your tender love and labour. Even my dad's Medal of Honour from the Japan War is up for grabs. He's feeling generous, the old geezer, and he's even contemplating wheeling in his new eco-friendly hybrid wheelchair for you. Just hit us up with another DM, let us know when you're swinging by to collect your well-deserved goodies, and don't forget to leave a glowing 5-star review on both Google and TripAdvisor.
You've been slammed!
You've been absolutely slammed there!
But knowing her, she's probably gone over to pick up that medal.
Yeah, she'll have got, she wants the...
That's the least she deserves.
The hybrid wheelchair. She'll have that.
Yeah.
For her positive attitude and labour.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, awful behaviour, really.
I hate influencers. What a waste of... I know I sound like an old man.
Do you follow influencers in the wild?
No.
Oh, it's a good account. It shows... So people taking pictures of influencers doing their thing.
Yeah. I'm always sad for the partner of an influencer.
Yeah.
Like when you see them take photos and then they give the camera to the person, they look and then they give the camera back and it's like, clearly I haven't taken a good enough photo.
Yeah.
What a sad life.
What a sad little life. From Come Down With Me. There you go. I'm glad they've printed that. I'm glad that the business has stuck up for themselves and said, no, actually, no free food. We have to pay the bills. Did they go slightly overboard, bringing in their father's war medal? Sure, they went too far.
You've always gone overboard when you bring in a war medal.
You've gone too far. But, big respect.
Big respect to some of the people in that story.
Stick a chuddy in your gob.
What's been happening in Ghoul?
Well, the headline is Ghoul teacher Steve Chessman joins medieval chain gang.
What?
Steve Chessman's joined a medieval chain gang. Need I say more?
What's a medieval chain gang?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but I'll show you the picture of Steve Chessman that's attached.
Okay.
He's gone medieval.
I'm gonna say, so this is a man dressed in armour.
Yes.
With a St. George's Cross flag on as a sort of tabard. And I would say, if I saw this man in the street at any time of day or night, I would fear for my life.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's one of the most terrifying images I've ever seen.
Well, this is just Steve Chessman. He's a maths teacher and he wants to test his combat skills in medieval battle tournaments.
Right.
And if that's threatening to you... I don't know how to help you, I'm afraid.
So do they actually fight? Is there an element of
They compete.
Wow.
I'm not sure. It says he'll be part of the historical medieval battles team GB, who will compete in France in May. Featuring combatants from 23 countries, is not a reenactment event. He said his chainmail clad battles were won by either point scoring or as the last man standing.
Oh my God, it's like Battle Royale.
Before the main tournament, the second Dan Black Belt in the Japanese martial art of Kenjutsu will try his hand at the German international qualifiers. And he said these events are classed as friendly. What are they doing here, actually? I need to keep fit because the physical requirement for players in Team GB is about the same as for joining the army. I do not think that's true.
No.
That sounds like the bullshit. You have to actually be as fit as joining the army to be in the medieval battlement team.
Also, I think it's quite bizarre in this day and age where it's like, we're pretty close to actual conscription again. And this man's been like, I have to keep pretty fit to do my medieval, not reenactments, competitions.
That quote is going to bite him on the ass if we don't have to sign up to army. Yeah. I can't really. You know, I'm getting a bit older, but you're as fit as people in the army, right?
If not fitter.
Yeah.
Because you do all that stuff in a suit of solid metal
armour. Do you want to bring the armour with you as well? But yeah, he's been involved in medieval and Viking reenactment for 30 years, but the battles as part of Team GB are for real.
Oh, my God.
They combatants use blunt weapons and are dressed in full armour. Blows are aimed at any part of the body with some limitations set by the rules. One-on-one contests are scored on points, while multiple contestant events are won by the last man standing rule. It takes Mr. Chessman half an hour to kit up in more than 5 stones of armour worth nearly £2,000.
Oh, my God.
Much of which is made himself.
Oh, my God.
He added, as well as being heavy, it gets extremely hot in there and hydration is the biggest issue. It's a very physically demanding activity, which is why I was on a strict diet and fitness regime over Christmas and New Year.
And New Year's only a week.
Yeah, well, he was on a strict fitness regime. I think that just means he didn't have 7 seconds.
Days. Yeah.
For those 7 days, you just didn't have as many chocolates as everyone else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His last quote, we'll be up against some very experienced fighters, particularly from Poland and Russia, but we hope to give a good account of ourselves.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Do you know what, though? It does sound quite terrifying if they've got blunt weapons and stuff.
Yeah.
Last man standing.
The link to the website for the Medieval Battle Championship is no longer working.
It's been taken down.
I think it might not happen anymore. But I've just seen when this article was from.
Well, it's happened.
Yeah, but 2013. But, you know, it's news from since I left Goal.
Yeah.
Goal in the news a lot. But when Steve Chessman joins a medieval chain gang, makes the news.
We want to hear about it. I'd love to hear an update from Steve Chessman.
Well, it looks like he's working for Lloyd's Banking Group now. Could be a different one, though, actually.
Well, it's good to know that he didn't die in battle.
Yes, as far as we're aware.
As far as we're aware. At the time of recording, Steve Chessman is alive and well and working at a bank.
I think that was a different Steve Chessman.
Okay, all right.
But at the time of recording, me and Amy are alive. I've still got a bit of a pan of chocolate left.
Bloody hell.
So life is looking pretty good.
And I'm drinking a prebiotic soda.
What?
It's for your gut.
Did you get that free? That's the least you deserve.
I will not pay for anything ever again.
We want free stuff.
We deserve free stuff.
We'll plug the living shit out your products. I don't care what it is. If it's Northern, I'm plugging it.
We are now sponsored by Medieval Reenactment Battlements.
I'd love to do that.
Come on.
Listening to the Northern News, you can use the code UPNARF when ordering your medieval helmets for a 10% discount.
Hey, I'd love to be sponsored by a £1 burger.
He's not got the budget for that, has he?
He cannot afford it. Okay, well, on that cheery note, thanks a bloody million to our special guest, the one and only Jessica Knappett.
And she's one of those rare guests. She's just come on because she loves the North.
She's having a good time and we did have a bloody laugh with her, didn't we?
Yeah. Big fan of Jess.
Huge fan.
I think she's very funny.
Join our Patreon, follow us on social media, all that jazz. And we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Thanks so much.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, everyone. It's Ian Smith here from Northern News, the podcast you are currently listening to. And I'm here to tell you that I'm recording my multi-award-nominated solo show, Crushing, on Tuesday, the 4th of June at the Pleasance Theatre in London. But I'd love to see some Northern News listeners there. We're recording this show. It's going to live online forever. So the more supportive a crowd, the better. Hope to see you there.